Ed Bly and Rising Tide Spirits are back again with a new release of Old Stubborn Bourbon. And this release of Old Stubborn is a premium hand marriage of 10, 11, and 12-year cask strength, barely filtered pot still bourbon. It comes in at a staggering 123.8 proof. And the flavoring grain for this one, which the last one was wheated, but this time it's now rye. Rich, sweet, and bold with a long finish that's sure to be another eye-opener. You can order online at Sealbox or thebourbonconcierge.com, and you can even purchase in person at Revival Vintage Spirits, and even now with very few select stores in Kentucky. You can get it now while you can, but be sure to do it because it's not going to last long. Hey everyone, welcome to This Whiskey Quickie, and today we're doing something a little bit different. We're looking at bespoken spirits, and today this is bespoken rye. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about this because just kind of save your premonitions or what you're thinking, because this is a rapid age product, so it is made in days, not years or months or anything like that, and it's using what they call activator technology, and it produces spirits from entirely natural ingredients while using less than 3% of the wood and 1% of the energy and a fraction of the water required by traditional barrel aging. They also eliminate the angel share where usually you traditionally use or lose about the 20%. So this is their rye offering. It's 100 proof and has a $40 SRP on this 375 ml.
Huh. Sounds like Star Trek bourbon.
A little bit, you know, and I think the one thing that I'm kind of like, I'm torn.
Well, I guess rye, it's a rye.
It's a Star Trek rye, but they do have bourbon. They have a bunch of different spirits. They've got rum as well. I think the one thing I'm always torn about is that at a, what was this? This is a $40 SRP for 375 ml, like $80 for something that's more traditionally aged versus something that's $40. Sometimes I'm trying to find the balance of like, where should this really be?
So but how many days is this?
Don't know, but it's, gotcha. It says it's aged in days.
Very cool.
Which,
and it's one of a kind every time.
And here's the thing is that like if we were in a massive shortage and you had to get out a bunch of product, it would make sense. But I don't know. Let's let the whiskey speak for itself.
Yeah.
On the nose.
Nose actually is, I mean, it smells like a MGP rye to me almost. It's got a lot of like that spearmint dill pickle kind of.
It does have that. There's almost like a, gosh, I don't know what the note is there. It's like if you, it's like sawdust almost, but maybe that's just me.
I don't get the sawdust. I get spearmint, pickle, maybe extra vinegar in there, but.
Extra vinegar?
But no sawdust.
All right. On the taste.
Palate's actually pretty good. I mean, it's
you'd fool me.
Cream, it's creamy. You know, there's some traditional spearmint, you know, pickle rye notes in there. But I mean, if it's days, I mean, I'd be fooled. I thought it would be a 4-year rye.
I'd like to try to put this in a blind tasting now.
Yeah, you could fool me. Yeah, I didn't want to like this, but I'm gonna be honest, and I do like it.
Yeah, no, it's actually not too bad, but. Hey, let's go ahead and rate it though. On the nose, where you at?
I mean, sideways. For sure. It's not that it's days. It's just that overly powerful spearmint piney like rye note that's just not for me.
But on the taste,
I'm gonna give it a thumbs up. I mean, I'm pretty impressed, really.
Yeah,
I was really thrown the creaminess and like buttery and like brown sugar notes that are in there. I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. And the finish?
I mean, sideways, there's not like anything robust or profound about it, but the front and mid palate of this is great.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well,
good job.
Call us a little baffled here, but hey, you made some believers out of some pure whiskey geeks. So cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.